Welcome to the Masterclass of One with Zig Ziglar Master Coach David Creel. It's called the Masterclass of One because it's about the person David is speaking to, but you can listen and act like David is asking you the questions. Then go and apply them and change your life. If you want to create impact in the lives of others, increase your personal income, and be a more productive and efficient human being, you're in the right place. We're glad you're here.
Hello again, David Creel, Ziglar Master Coach, with the second of seven episodes in the Will of Life series. You see, the Will of Life, in the first episode, we talked about the most important of the seven. The Will of Life is what Zig Ziglar came up with several decades ago. And he talked about the mental, spiritual, physical, family, financial, personal, and career, the seven key areas of life. So what we did on the first episode was we talked about the most important of the seven spokes, which is the mental spoke. Because you are what you are and where you are because of what has gone into your mind. You can change what you are and you can change where you are simply by changing what goes into your mind. Now, as we talked about the last time, the seven areas are all important. The three most important are the mental, spiritual, and physical, because we're mental, spiritual, and physical human beings. So what's the will of life? This is the will of life. Okay. See, there's the seven areas, and you rate yourself 1 to 10, 10 being awesome, better than you can hope and dream for, and 1's being, let's just say, less than ideal. Okay. So you rate yourself 1 to 10. It's not a place of judgment. There's no right or wrong answers. It's not going to be on a test. But this gets you know where you currently are. So you rate yourself 1 to 10, and you add it up. You add all these up, divide by 10, and you get your total. Then you take this number, say for the mental spoke, and you go to this part, and you rate yourself. And then you rate yourself on all the rest of them, and then you connect the dots to see how your wheel looks. See if you have a smooth ride or a bumpy ride, or maybe you have a flat spot. Because in order to have the life you want, you need two things. You need to know where you currently are, and you need to know where you want to go or where you want to be. You know, I used this example in the last episode, so I'll use it again here. If you don't know where you are, it's extremely difficult, borderline impossible to get to where you want to go if you don't know where you are. For example, let's say you live in Dallas and you want to go to California. Well, you could just go west. But if you're not in Dallas and you don't know where you are and you're actually in Hawaii and you go west, you can get to California, but it's going to take a lot more time, effort, and money to go all the way around the globe and go back when you could just go east. But if you don't know where you are, how do you know what east or west or north or south is? It doesn't matter. So you need to know where you are and where you want to be. Or where you want to go. This is the best tool I'm aware of that tells you where you currently are. Now, you can make this be all 15s if you want. But that wouldn't serve anybody good, any good, because you're not being honest with yourself. You can go to my website, davidcreel.com, and you can get one of these handouts. It's a free download. And you can fill it out. Okay, so like I said earlier, they're all important. All seven of those areas are important, but the most important is mental, spiritual, and physical, because we're mental, spiritual, and physical human beings. Now, in the last episode, we talked about the mental spoke. It's the most important because everything begins in the mind. Now, the next most important is the spiritual spoke. The fact of the matter is, you're not getting out of here alive. Sorry. Newsflash. No permanent settings on this planet. And you know how you say, oh, I'm young, or I feel young, or I feel old, or I'm old, or whatever. But the fact of the matter is, seeing how you are certain you are going to die, but you're not certain of when you're going to die. So, for example, so say you're 40 years old and you're going to live to your 95. Let's just make it an even 100. You're going to live to 100 and you're 40. Okay. So you've got 60 more years to live. So you're fairly young. You've got 60 more years to live. But what if you're 40 and you're going to live to 56? Well, now you're fairly old, even though you're only 40. But seeing how we don't know when we're going to die, we don't know who's old and who's young. But don't get it twisted. You're going to die. Sorry. I hope we all live another 80 years, but that's not realistic. Now, if you listen to what the Bible says, and I believe the Bible from Genesis to maps, there's only two places you're going to end up. One you definitely want to go to, and one you 100% do not want to go to. Let's take the one you want to go to first. Heaven. That's where Jesus is. Heaven. Abundant light. And you get to be in heaven forever, which by definition is a long time. We know about heaven. You know, streets of gold, mansions. There's no need for the sun there because the Bible says that Jesus himself is the light, which is pretty cool. Heaven. It's a good place to end up. Now let's talk about the place you don't want to go. Hell. Now, contrary to what people think, hell is not a place where the devil, who's a real person, is running around with a red suit on and a pitchfork. No, that's not the way it is. And contrary to popular belief, the people that are there now aren't having a party, and they're not having, you know, alcohol flowing and playing, you know, board games all day and playing PlayStation all day. Not that those are bad. I'm just making a statement. And just having a grand old time. It's not the case. See, heaven and hell were created for people. Now, hell was not created for people. See, way back in the day, Satan, aka the devil, aka the prince of darkness, was in heaven. His name was Lucifer, meant the shining one. Well, he got full of himself. Pride. Uh-oh. Here we go. And he wanted to be God. Even though he was created. God created Lucifer. There's three things I know. There's three things I'm 100% sure of. Number one, there is a God. Number two, it ain't me, thankfully. And number three, it ain't you either. Okay? So God creates Lucifer, called the Shining One. And then Lucifer tried to take God's throne. Well, it's hard to surprise someone who literally knows everything about everything. So, of course, it doesn't work. So God made hell for Lucifer because Lucifer was so persuasive that he got some of the other created beings as angels to follow him in the coup against God. Well, of course they lost. Of course. I mean, you can't go against a guy who has unlimited power and unlimited knowledge and unlimited strength and expect you're going to win. But anyways, that's what happened. So God created hell for Lucifer, aka now Satan or the devil, and his fallen angels, aka demons. So hell was not made for you. Hell was made for them. But according to the Bible, if you don't believe Jesus is the Son of God and came to die for your sins and died and rose on the cross, died on the cross and rose from the grave 3 days later, and you don't believe that, not only in here, then you go to hell. Sorry. There's no purgatory or whatever. The second you die, you're going this way or you're going that way. Now, let me tell you what heaven is. I mean, what hell is. We've already told you what hell's not. Devil's not running around with a little red suit and a pitchfork. And it's not a party and just an everlasting party. Bible says it's a place of everlasting torment and outer darkness. Doesn't seem like a party to me. Oh, and it's hot down there too. You ever touch a stove that's kind of hot? Or you put something in your mouth and it like burns your taste buds off your tongue? Yeah, well, think about that over your whole body. And there's no escaping it. And there's no water. So what hell is think about you at your absolute worst. Think about you at your absolute worst you could even imagine forever. But see, you're not by yourself. Think about you and everyone who's around you at their absolute worst 24/7, 365, forever. Which, like I've said, is quite a long time. It says there's weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth. And you can never quench your thirst. You know, sometimes you've been really, really thirsty before and you need some water. Well, like say you go work out and you start sweating. Well, you want some water to rehydrate because you're hot. Well, there's no water. And it's darkness because God is light. And in hell, he's not there. So you ever been walking out in the forest somewhere, not in the city, like in the country, and you're walking down a path or the road and you can't even see the hand in front of your face? Yeah, that's about how dark it's going to be forever. So the best time to make that decision of who you're going to follow, are you going to follow God and Jesus, or are you going to follow Satan and his crowd, which we've already established you don't really want to do. They already know what's going to happen. They're trying to get as many people as they can to follow them. Because the devil and the angels, I mean, the devils and the demons, they believe in Jesus. We can't wrap our head around eternity, because we live in, you know, seconds, minutes, hours, days, months, years, decades, centuries, you know, millennia. I got two word pictures, which is the best I've heard, to determine, so you can kind of get your head around how long eternity is. Literally, to quote Sandlot, eternity is forever. Forever. Okay. Now, we can't wrap our head around that, but I'll do the best I can. So the first one I have. Imagine a steel ball the size of planet Earth. Steel ball the size of planet Earth. And one ant is walking around this steel ball that's the size of planet Earth. And this one ant is walking around the steel ball. Eventually, whenever that one ant who's walking around a steel ball that's the size of the planet gets that Earth down to a pin dot, eternity has begun. Uh-oh. I got another one. Imagine a mountain the size of Mount Everest. But instead of rock, it's sand. Now, Mount Everest is the tallest mountain in the world above ground. This is free, by the way. You can win a trivia question with this if you want sometime. Mount Everest is the tallest mountain in the world. But it's not the tallest mountain. The mountain in Hawaii, wherever the road to Hana is, I think it's Maui or Honolulu. That mountain is not as tall as Mount Everest, but if you count what's in the water from top to bottom, that's the tallest mountain in the world. But Mount Everest is the tallest mountain from the ground up. But that mountain in Hawaii is bigger than Mount Everest. Side note over. So you can win that, maybe a bet with your buddies one day. Anyways, imagine a mountain the size of Mount Everest. That's sand, not dirt. And every 100 years, a bird comes to the mountain that's made of sand, that's the size of Mount Everest, and takes a single grain of sand off the mountain every 100 years. Whenever that bird taking one grain of sand off the mountain that's the size of Mount Everest, every 100 years, gets the mountain completed and he takes the last grain of sand off of that mountain that's the size of Mount Everest, eternity is started. So, eternity is a long time. The time to make your decision of where you want to go is before you die. Because once you die, it's too late. From the moment you were born to now, to the moment you die, there's basically a fuse that's lit. And every minute or hour or day or week or month or year that passes, that fuse is getting shorter. So what are you going to do with this information? It's not super complicated. Here's how you get into heaven. It's very simple. You have to believe in your mind and in your heart that Jesus came for you, lived here on earth, lived a perfect life, was crucified, died, rose from the dead, and is now sitting in heaven. If you believe that in here, not just in here, if you believe that, you're in. Bible says, if you openly confess that Jesus is the Son of God, you will be saved. Not might be, could be, should be, want to be, hope to be, says you will be saved. The most famous book in the whole Bible. I mean, the famous, most famous verse in the whole Bible. You can probably quote it, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. That's as simple as it gets. It's a free gift. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. You can't work your way towards it. You can't be good enough for it. You can't piggyback off your mom or your dad or your brother or your uncle or your sister or your aunt or your grandmom or your granddad or your aunt, twice removed, your son, your daughter, your dog, none of that. Got to be a personal relationship. But the thing about a gift is, in order for a gift to be welcomed, you have to receive the gift. So you can't do enough for it, because if the standard, if Jesus was perfect, which he was, and that's the standard of absolute perfection, if you've ever lied to anyone for any reason whatsoever or stolen anything or looked at something that didn't belong to you and wanted to go and like was jealous because you didn't have it, or you were disrespectful to your parents, or you killed someone, or you had an affair, or whatever. You know, if you notice, they're called 10 commandments, not 10 suggestions. So if you've broken any one of those 10, which we have, guilty, raise your hand if you're not a sinner. Or raise your hand, more importantly, raise your hand if you are a sinner. I know on the podcast, you can't see me, but I'm raising my hand. And if you didn't raise your hand, whether you're listening to the podcast or on the YouTube channel, if you didn't raise your hand, well, guess what? You just can't, because you just lied to yourself. So now you're guilty. Join the crowd. Everyone else is too. Because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of God's glorious standards. And if the standard is absolute perfection, if the standard is 10 foot for a basketball goal and you can dunk 9.5 foot, that's super awesome. But the standard's 10 foot, not 9.5 foot. The standard's not 9 foot, 11.8 inches. Standard's 10 foot. So all you have to do is believe in your heart and in your head and in your heart that Jesus came, lived a perfect life, died, rose again. You believe that, you're in. No questions asked. And the Bible says, whenever someone gets in his hand, in Jesus' hand, that no one can snatch him away. So once you're in, you're in. But again, the time to decide that is before the time you die, because we don't know when we're going to die. Everyone says, I'm going to wake up tomorrow. I'm going to go here. Well, that's beyond our control. We can't control if we're going to wake up tomorrow. But once your number's called and your time's up, it's too late for you. So I would encourage you to, as they say on The Chosen, come and see. Come and see about this Jesus. I think it's the Psalms that say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, because he's good. So the spiritual spoke is right below the mental. But see, the mental precedes the spiritual spoke, because you've got to make a decision in your mind and then in your heart to follow. So from this day forward, you've heard the gospel. So from this day forward, you can never say, I've never heard the truth. Because if you're listening to this and you're with me this whole time I've been talking, you've heard the truth. Okay. And the best time, again, I can't stress this enough, not the best time, the only time to get this thing settled once and for all is before you die. Because again, newsflash, you're going to die. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So I hope this was helpful. So on the wheel of life, you get your spiritual spoke. You rate yourself 1 to 10, 10 being awesome and 1 being you don't know what to think. You rate yourself and you see where you are. So say you rate yourself a 7, or say you rate yourself a 5, just right in the middle, 5. Looking at that list, and you can get it on davidcreel.com. It's you can see it, no problem. What would you need to do to get it to a 5.5? What if you just focused on the spiritual spoke for 3 weeks or a month? Try to go from a 5 to a 5.5 or a 5.5 to a 6. Because you can't go from a 5 to a 9 immediately. You've got to baby steps, stair step it up to a higher number. So I hope this was valuable for you today. I hope it was helpful. If you have any questions about this, feel free to reach out to me. I'll be more than willing to have a discussion with you. Because it's awesome. When you're on the winning side, which is what I am, pretty cool. It's pretty cool to know that you're literally, you're indestructible until you're not. But whenever you're not, it's too late. So you need to determine that before that happens. Because again, there's only two places you can go. You can go up to heaven or you can go down to hell. And you do not want to go to hell. I promise you. Because once you get in there, just like heaven, heaven's forever. Well, hell's forever too. If you're in heaven, you're in heaven. You're not getting out. If you're in hell, you're in forever. And you can't get out. So the best time to decide that is while you're still here. So I hope this was helpful. And we'll see you next time. The next time I have one of these, we'll be talking about the physical spoke. Well, you want to tune in for that, because you're probably going to hear some stuff you've never heard before. So have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
David has been a coach basically his entire life. He was made to coach people. He loves seeing people transform their lives through coaching. It's been said that it takes a coach to get you to a place inside yourself that you can't get to by yourself. It's also been said that you're only one conversation away from a completely changed life, and that nothing ever happens outside of a conversation. If you'd like to have a conversation with David about where you currently are in life and where you want to go, reach out to him at davidcreel.com.